evening and welcome everybody to Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce. Friday night, boys basketball taking center stage. The Painesville Bulldogs are in town to face our Pierce Pioneers. Hello everybody, I'm Rick Graham. Close one down in Painesville when these two squared off. 66-64 Bulldog victory that night. That was a while ago though. Back on... Well, it was the first day after the New Year. January 2nd is when that one occurred. So this one should be pretty evenly contested tonight. Pioneers and Bulldogs both played last night. Pioneers lost a close one here to Foley, 71-66. They are now 3-15 overall. Still looking for that elusive first conference victory. First home victory still has not been registered yet. Let's do that tonight. 0-7 in the conference, 0-8 at home. Last night, it was Painesville defeating a winless Benson Braves squad. Final there was 57-47. That was just the fifth win of the year for Jacob Heimerman's squad. They're now 5-12 overall and 1-6 in the Central Minnesota Conference. When we come back, visit with Joe Call, Pioneer head coach, joins us next on You Are There Sports.
Pierce Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their sixth annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Pierce Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40, and a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to piercefreedomfest.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Jacob Kipley. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school and because of the support of our community and businesses. The quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to our Excel winners, Caitlin Becker and Jake Andrews. As winter sports season are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities.
Joining me on tonight's pregame, he's the head coach of the Pierce Pioneers. Joe Call joins me here. Coach, back-to-back nights for both teams. You get Painesville, a two-point loss down at their place. Close game with Foley last night. This team is on the verge of maybe getting a nice win on their home court tonight.
Yeah, that'd be really good if we could do that. Going to the weekend, feeling good about things, but we're going to have our work cut out for us because every time we've played these guys that I've been here, you know, we're both about the same caliber, and they bring a lot of energy to the floor, and they have that never say die attitude, and we got to have the same.
Tell me about last night's game, a tough one here against Foley.
You know, we started off down 10-0, and that's what we got to be able to try to overcome and come out of the gates ready to go instead of spotting them 10 points to start the game. So we got to come out and start out right away mentally. You know, that's the thing, mentally be checked in. You know, their guard went off for 27 points, and their other guy, you know, he had about 4 or 5 three-pointers, and that's what we talked about before the game. They have two players that are going to hurt us, and they did. But overall, I thought we did a good job of taking care of the basketball for the most part. You know, it was kind of a back-and-forth game after we got rid of that 10-0 run right away. So I think the boys played hard. I think they were disappointed, which they should be. You know, it was one of those games we could have gotten. You know, it's happened too many times this year where there's been games we could have won and we haven't found a way to win. So that's the tough part with this young team is right now is just trying to find ways to win, and eventually that'll come.
You were able to spread the wealth around a little bit, getting four guys in double figures.
Yeah, and that's nice to see. You know, I like seeing the assist numbers finally going up, the offensive rebound numbers going up. So that's nice. You can't just have one guy that's going to go out there and score because it's easy for teams to defend. So we had multiple guys in double figures, which is a good sign.
What do you take from that meeting down in Painesville that you'll try and improve upon to turn the corner?
Yeah, I think it's they're going to come out and they're going to press us. We got to have the right personnel in there that's going to be willing to attack out of the press, not just be satisfied with breaking the press. We got to make sure that we put points up on the board after breaking the press. So it's just mixing and matching guys and putting guys in the right spot to be able to do that.
It looked like you got a real strong offensive game from Michael Leidenfrost last night.
Yeah, I think he's getting a little more comfortable with the speed of the game. He's one of those that just continues to work hard. Every possession, he's out there working extremely hard, and when you work hard like that, you know, you end up getting good numbers in the end.
You know, down there, Brandon Stuckmeyer, 20-point game for you, not back yet, but, I mean, so you could find other guys. You know, Zach Trout has started to come on now. Like we said, Michael has found his game a little bit more than maybe his minutes were available to him down there in Painesville. So other guys have stepped up and filled roles here when other guys have maybe either been out of the lineup when Ben was gone for a little while or been injured, as Brandon is.
Yeah, no doubt. And I think, you know, Jonah Prolcott has done a great deal of improvement since that outing as well. He's really playing well for us. He needs to continue to play well. But like you said, Zach Trout's going to get more minutes tonight for us. He's a big boy, but he's mobile, and that's what we want, be able to move your feet and do good things. So, yeah, there's a lot of other guys that are stepping up. It'll be nice when we get Brandon back, that's for sure.
This is game 19 here. You're just ahead of Aiken in the QRF. You want to, you know, this is a big game to get a W, keep that QRF number up there above Aiken so you're not having to drive up to, you know, up to Esko for that first round, maybe get a shot at that two seed in Pequot.
Yeah, no doubt, and that's what we talked about going into actually last night's game, is that these games are big for us. We got to be able to pull off a couple wins here and, you know, like you said, kind of keep us in that out of that last place spot.
Coach, good luck tonight. Let's get one on our home court.
Thanks, Rick.
All right. Piers coach Joe Call with us on the pregame on UR Sports.
All right, we're just underway. A quick bucket by Levi Bast has Painesville up 2-0 here, just seconds into the game. Now on the other end, first possession is a Peter Schomer floater up in the air, short. Rebound back the other way. Here comes Caden Spanier, a 5'10 sophomore point. Gets trapped in the lane, kicks it back out to the wing where Spencer Imholt is the recipient. Piers matching up man-to-man with Peter Schomer, Johnny Hopkins, Preston Rushlow, Michael Leidenfrost, and Jonah Prokot in the starting lineup. And we're going to get a player control foul on Brendan Uhlenkamp, their 6'4 post player, lowering the shoulder. And that'll go as a Painesville turnover. First personal, first team foul. Bounce into Rushlow, quickly returned to the hands of senior Johnny Hopkins. Two seniors, a sophomore and two freshmen up court for the Pioneers. Here's a Prokot three. It is off. And it hit the support on the backboard, and that's a dead ball. Painesville gets it. They start Caden Spanier, 5'10 sophomore. Max Widener, 5'11 junior. Brendan Uhlenkamp, 6'4 sophomore. Spencer Imholt, a 6-foot senior. Levi Bass, 6-foot sophomore. Both teams relatively young. As there's a turnover, Spanier just lost the dribble. Headed towards the corner. Peter Schomer, the Pioneers' top scorer, at 16.5 points per game. He's got the ball now at midcourt. 3-on-2. Nice pass to Leidenfrost, and he missed the bunny. Rebound for the Uhlenkamp and the Bulldogs, wearing white with green numerals, trimmed in black. Painesville in an arc across the chest. Alternating black and green squares down the sides of their uniforms and shorts. Pioneers in the home reds tonight. Here's Levi Bass throwing it into the low post. It's poked out front to Max Widener, who fires one up. No, Schomer elevates high for the board. Back the other way now, sophomore Peter Schomer. One-on-one into the lane, kick out Michael Leidenfrost. Three, short, rebound inside for Widener. Michael coming off a 13-point game last night against Foley. Here's Bast working his way for an elbow jumper from 10. No. Battle for the board, and it's off two Bulldogs who were on the baseline, boxing out on Johnny Hopkins, and Piers will get the possession down 2-0 with 15:38 to play in the first half. Leading scorer for Painesville, they got nobody in double figures. Caden Spanier off the bench, 7.9. Levi Bast averaging 7.6, and Carter Carlson 7 a game. Here's Prokot trying to go reverse, hit the bottom of the rim. Leidenfrost feeds it to Schomer, who drops it in, and we're tied 2-2. Painesville averaging about 50 points per game offensively. So neither of these teams really light it up. Pioneers 55 points a game. It was 66-64 in Painesville in favor of the Bulldogs on January 2nd. 20 points that night for Brandon Stuckmeyer, who's looking awful good in a blue shirt. He'd look better in a red uniform, though. Still out with a hip injury. Top of the key is Caden Spanier. Left side, Spencer Imholt. Stopped at the free throw line. Back to Spanier. He'll work his way back to the point, guarded by Jonah Prokot. Yeah, bounce pass to the wing, Spencer Imholt. Imholt for Uhlenkamp. Three-pointer, left side, Spanier rattles off the rim. Rebound to Johnny Hopkins. Up ahead comes Leidenfrost with a dribble. Kicks it out to the right wing where Prokot is open for a three, and it's in. Prokot hits the three. Pioneers lead 5-2 on a Prokot three. Jonah led the team with 15 last night in the five-point loss to Foley here. One of four Pioneers in double figures. Preston Rushlow with 14. Michael Leidenfrost and Peter Schomer had 13 apiece. Three-point lead, 14 minutes to play in the half. Baseline left here, one dribble, and out of the high post is Max Widener, quarterback their football team this fall to the state semifinals in AA. Down low, this is Uhlenkamp. Little jump hook is off the mark. Rebound to Preston Rushlow. Here's with the ball, quickly ahead. Here's Prokot, same spot. That one's short. Barely got to the rim that time, and it rolls off to the Painesville sideline, where it's picked up. Long pass, and good reaction there by Schomer to get back. He sensed that long pass breakout was coming. He hustled back and didn't control the ball, but he did tip it out of bounds and prevent a breakaway layup. Into the lineup now. Spencer Imholt will pass it in. Into the lineup is Jared Campbell, number 50. And we get a foul call. This, I believe, will be on Johnny Hopkins.
Foul's calling number four, Johnny Hopkins.
Hopkins first, and now sophomore Zach Trout will come in for Hopkins.
Here's number 55, Zach Trout.
Pierce 5, Painesville 2 with 13:28 to play here. First half action from the MAC. Widener wide open at the free throw line, but it's off target. Campbell blocked by Prokot. Jonah with the rejection, and here comes Schomer back the other way on Levi Bask. Right side for Trout. Back out for Jonah. Dead on three. Around and off. Leidenfrost flies in for the rebound and the putback basket. Michael Leidenfrost. 7-2 Pioneers. Michael, a very physical style play for a freshman guard out there. Right side now for Spencer Imholt. Widener down in the corner for Spanier. Posting up, Levi Bass not open. Back to Widener. Ball fake. Leaner inside. Player control foul. This will go on Max Widener. His first, team second, and Jacob Heimerman, the coach of the Bulldogs, needs a timeout to talk it over. Pierce 7, Painesville 2, 12:49 to play in the half.
It's cold outside, so stop cabin fever from getting to you and sign up for Dish at Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Sarah. Right now, get the two-year price lock with Dish and get 120 channels for just $49.99 a month for the first 2 years. Plus, when you sign up with us, let our professional installers do the work. And don't forget, we also carry the Dish Tailgater. This portable satellite is perfect so you can take your Dish with you out to the fish house. Call or visit us today at Design Electronics Radio Shack, and we'll get you hooked up with Dish.
Hey, everybody. Jason Sadlovsky here from Sunrise Ag Co-op. We all know agriculture is a very tough business to be in right now. Let our dedicated, hardworking staff help you out. Anything from groceries, farm supplies, seeds, bulk commodities, minerals, steel equipment, Gravely lawnmowers, ration balancing, grain hauling, and so much more. For more information, call us at any of our four stores or visit us on the web, www.sunriseagcoop.com. We thank you for your business and hope we can help you soon.
Out of the timeout, the Painesville Bulldogs force a turnover. They're down by five. Here's a three-pointer by Widener, in and out, but Levi Bast with a rebound. Out to Caden Spanier, and the guard works his way back out front, and we'll get Peter Schomer around a reach-in call. First on Peter Schomer, second team foul. Piers leading Painesville 7-2, 12:24 to play first half. Sideline pass in for Levi Bast. Left side to Spencer Imholt. Now to Widener, top of the key. Inside, Bast floats it up and in off the glass. Four for Levi Bast, four for Painesville. Russell's lead pass. Schomer wraps it to Trout. Cross the way. That ball never touched the floor. Is it? Oh, we're going to have a foul called. Not even a dribble, and the Pioneers used about four of the five players available to touch it, and it results in a foul, sending Prokot to the line. Jared Campbell gets the foul, his first, team's third. Two shots for freshman Jonah Prokot. First is good. Jonah's got four. Pierce, eight. Painesville, four. Jonah's averaging 8.2 a game. Season high, 19 at Pillager. Got his own miss, though, off a missed free throw and lost the dribble out of bounds. A little anxious. So Painesville gets the ball back, and they will bring Mitch Schlangen in.
Number 30, Mitchell Schlangen.
Schlangen will replace Spencer Imholt. Token pressure here by Pierce as Hopkins prepares to return to the Pioneer lineup. We've gone under 12 minutes. Here's Levi Bast stopping at the line. Goes to Campbell, bodied up by Zach Trout. Here's a Spanier three off. Rebound race to the corner. Spanier saves it into Bast. Good hustle play. Cross the way to Widener. For Campbell, the left-hand floater is good. Jared Campbell got loose inside, and it's 8-6. Here's Trout going into the lane. Prokot, short. Rebound, Campbell. Outlet ahead to Caden Spanier up the left side now. Spanier to the point. Wraps it around right side for Max Widener. 11:15 to play. Schlangen has his first touch on the offensive end. Drives on Trout. Kicks it out to Widener, right wing. Back to the point comes Caden Spanier. 5'10 sophomore down deep to the left baseline. Schlangen trying to thread it through to Campbell. Knocked loose on the floor. We're going to get a... No, play goes on, and Schlangen finds Widener inside. He missed it. Got his own rebound. Stripped by Prokot. Loose on the floor, and a held ball will go to the Pioneers. Prokot able to strip that ball out of Widener's hands going up, and now Hopkins will come in for Prokot. Pierce 8, Painesville 6, 10:51 to play in the half. Against pressure, Peter Schomer to throw in to Hopkins. In the corner, lobs it cross court to Rushlow. Ahead to Trout. Now it's a 2-on-2. Finds Leidenfrost wide open for a left-handed layup. Michael's got four off a Trout assist. Pierce 10, Painesville 6. Levi Bast works it out front to Mitchell Schlangen. Ball knocked loose by Johnny Hopkins. It rolls to Russell. Lead pass to Hopkins on the run out, and he scores. Hopkins started and he finishes. The tip away on the steal and the layup on the other end. 12-6 Piers. Front court, Spanier runs it off the rim. Rebound pulled away and out of bounds. Touched last by Schlangen of Painesville. Into the lineup, Carter Wessel for Max Widener. Pierce 12, Painesville 6, 10-11 to play. Schomer, Rushlow, Hopkins, Leidenfrost, and Trout for the Pioneers. Right side to Hopkins. Free throw line, left wing now works Schomer. Got a screen from Rushlow to get him to the free throw line. Not open. Feeds off to Leidenfrost, who curls to the point. Left side in front of the students now is Hopkins. Hopkins hands it off to Schomer near the volleyball 10-second line. Kick out to Leidenfrost. Backs off. Resets. 9.5 to play here in Pierce. 12-6 Pioneers. Hopkins dribbles, knocked loose, regains his dribble. Rushlow's first shot of the game is long off the back rim. Trout goes up, rips away the rebound, and muscles his way up and fouled. Pure strength there by Zach Trout. And they're going to get this foul, I believe, on Jared Campbell, his second.
Number 50, Jared Campbell.
Team's fourth. Two coming for Trout. And that one is off to the left. No good. Pierce now 1-for-3 here in the early going. Piers by 6, 12-6. Second up, and that one is long. Rebound for Campbell. Up ahead, quickly down to the left corner. Now knocked out of the left block. Here's a three. Off, rebound. Rushlow in traffic. He's got it, but knocked loose. Now it's rolling on the floor. Pulled away by Leidenfrost. Trout chases it on the sideline. Still alive. Zach's got it to Schomer. Scrappy play by both teams. Schomer dribbles front court for Trout. Open look. Three for Zach. In and out. Rebound. Pulled away by Spanier. 12-6 with 8:40 to go. Spanier works his way left side. Free throw line high off right side now for Wessel. Kickball as Hopkins stuck a foot out. And now in for the Bulldogs is Preston Carlson. Brendan Uhlenkamp returns. Zach Trout checks out as Jonah Prokot returns. So the Pioneers' original starting five out there now. This is Carter Wessel at the guard spot. Down low for Uhlenkamp. Left hand muscling it up, and he'll get two shots on a foul called. Foul is on Michael Leidenfrost, his first, team's third.
His first.
Lefty Uhlenkamp got that one to go. First points for Brendan Uhlenkamp. 12-7. Uhlenkamp averages about 5.5 points a game. On its way and straight through. 2 for 2. Piers by 4, 12-8. Quickly up court to Jonah Prokot. Trailing Hopkins, left corner. Leidenfrost explodes inside. Not open there as he got to the rim. Comes back out front. Never did get a shot off. Back to Schomer to Leidenfrost. Coming up on the 8-minute mark left in the half. Schomer's going to go right to the rack and score. Schomer put that head down and just accelerated. And Schomer's got 4, and it's a 14-8 lead. On the other end for the Pioneers, or for the Bulldogs, up and in for 2, Uhlenkamp. He has scored the last 4. Here is a transition 3 for Prokot. In and out, Hopkins races in, got bumped off the block, and it'll be a foul on Wessel. Or Carlson. It's Carlson. His first, team's fifth. Widener is back, and Schlangen will sit. Schomer to inbounds, baseline right with a 4-point lead and 7:43 to go. Prokot down the lane left side, inside for Hopkins, too hard off the window, got his own miss, and second effort will be rewarded with a trip to the free throw line. Johnny Hopkins to shoot. Bulldog foul is on Wessel.
25, Carter Wessel.
Sixth team, first personal. And Hopkins for 2. 7:38 to go. The senior Hopkins short. Johnny's got 2 points tonight. Johnny's about a 54% free throw shooter, averaging 4.7 points a game. Trying to make it a 5-point lead. It's up. It's short as well. And we get a violation inside. And Johnny's going to have another chance here. One of the Bulldogs stepped into the lane early. Dave Zebzelka, one of the three-man officiating crew with the call. So Johnny, see if he's got a little redemption from 15 feet away. Up and short. So, the Bulldogs up ahead now, down by 4 with the ball. Levi Bast has it left side against Leidenfrost. Uhlenkamp muscles up on Hopkins and scores. Just like that, Uhlenkamp has 6 straight points. Schomer challenges in traffic. That's too hard. Rebound back to Schomer off a tip. Throws it up. No. Rebound on the floor. Picked up by the Bulldogs. Levi Bast. Back the other way. Preston Carlson. Widener leans in on Hopkins, and they're going to get Johnny for a blocking foul. Hopkins will pick up his second, team's fourth, and at the line will be Max Widener to shoot 2 with 7:03 to go. 14-12. Pioneers' lead has been trimmed to 2. Now it's one. First point of the game for Max Widener as Trout replaces Hopkins. Max Widener is a 55% free throw shooter, averages 6.1 points a game. And we are tied at 14. Into the lineup for the Bulldogs is Spencer Imholt, replacing Carter Wessel. 14 apiece with 7 minutes to go in the half. Schomer hand off to Michael Leidenfrost. Out to the top of the key works Rushlow. Now to Leidenfrost. Scoops it back for Peter Schomer. Schomer driving and kicking out for a Prokot three. It's good. Swishes through. Prokot. Dead eye aim. He's got seven, and it's a three-point lead, 17-14. Widener, top of the key, left side for Carlson. Off to the wing for Levi Bast. Back for Uhlenkamp. Now Widener has it against Rushlow. Into the post. Kick out to the corner. Three-pointer off the rim. Rebound inside for Trout. Breakout here for Rushlow. Preston will lay it up and in. Good outlet by Zach Trout, and it's a five-point run for the Pioneers to regain the lead. It's 19-14 now. Three-pointer put up by Carlson, and it wedges into the backboard and rim. That's an alternating possession call, so the arrow belongs to the Bulldogs, and Coach Joe Call wants a timeout. 5:52 to go. Piers 19, Painesville 14. From the MAC on You Are There Sports. More action coming up.
Check Auto Body takes great pride and pays extra attention to every detail to return your vehicle back to you in pre-accident condition. And their repair work comes with a lifetime warranty. Check Auto Body offers collision repair with free repair quotes, 24-hour towing, and auto sales. See them online at checkautobody.com or give them a call at 468-6677. Jeff and his staff's attention to detail and craftsmanship has built trust in the community. Check Auto Body is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers.
So the three-pointer got lodged between the rim and backboard, and then Coach Call used his first timeout. It should be Painesville ball. Yep. Pioneers came out ready to inbounds, but that's quickly corrected. So it'll be an inbounds baseline right for the Bulldogs. They will work it out to the point. Into the post. Uhlenkamp. And they're going to get him for a traveling call. Jacob Heimerman, the coach of the Bulldogs, doesn't like it. Puts his hands atop his head. Pierce gets the ball back, leading by five, and 5:45 to go. Here's a breakout. Prokot across for Trout. Up and in. Trout from Prokot. And it's a 7-0 run for the Pioneers. 21-14. They really are handling the pressure well. Ball barely touching the floor several times. Quick passing resulting in easy looks. Out to the top of the key comes Levi Bast, working on Leidenfrost. Now it's Spencer Imholt into the lane. Knocked off the ball is Widener, but he had a little help. They're going to get Rushlow on a foul. First on Preston. Fifth Pioneer foul. 5:18 to go. The pass in will come left baseline for the Bulldogs of Painesville. Lob into the post for Uhlenkamp. Back out Bass. He'll get a look, and it's way off target. Deflecting off the glass right to Jonah Prokot, and the freshman looks to take right to the basket. Missed it. Leidenfrost battles inside for the rebound, and he lost it off to the Bulldogs. Pulled away by Imholt. Up ahead now to Levi Bass from Spanier. Caden Spanier for Max Widener. Leaves it off for Brendan Uhlenkamp. 4:50 to go. Back to Levi Bass. Leidenfrost giving him plenty of room out there. Three-pointer for Imholt. Well short. Rebound just glanced off the rim. Went straight down to Trout. Back now comes Trout. He'll try a three. That's going to be short. Rebound inside for Leidenfrost. Off for Trout. Little three-footer is good. A 9-0 run for Pierce. 23-14. And a timeout for Painesville. With 4:23 to go, the Pioneers, who were once tied at 14, have rattled off 9 straight.
At Schomer Insurance, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you when you need them most. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. Whatever the far-off future holds, we'll always be nearby. Trust in tomorrow. Contact Howie Schomer, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at Schomer Insurance today.
Phelan Meats and Piers says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street and Piers to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Nice spurt of action for the Pioneers has enabled them to go up by 9. 23-14. We're down to 4:20 to play. Widener cut off in his drive by Leidenfrost, who took a swipe at the ball. Now to Uhlenkamp. Back out to the point works Caden Spanier. Jared Campbell's back in the lineup out of the timeout. Down low, Campbell muscles up with a left hand, but short. Wanted a foul call, didn't get it. Painesville retreats on defense. Leidenfrost steps to the three-point line and missed it. Trout follows up and scores, and Zach Trout having a big impact tonight. 6 points for Zach. 25-14, an 11-point run. Inside, off the mark, on a leaner inside by Spanier, right to Rushlow. Schomer's going to accelerate. Mid-range jumper off. Rebound pulled away by Uhlenkamp. Trout already with a career-high 6 points. Free throw line high, not open. Back to Campbell. Left side for Spanier. Working on Schomer. Nice screen by Campbell. To the wing for Widener. Down to 3:15 left. 25-14. Pioneers on an 11-0 scoring run. Now it's Spencer Imholt. Inside Campbell. 2 points for Jared Campbell. Nice left hand. 25-16. Back to single digits now as Schomer works the dribble off to the Painesville side of the court. Back to Peter from Leidenfrost. Peter will put up a three, and it's in and out. Rebound taken by Uhlenkamp. Levi Bast ready to return as Widener dribbles it across midcourt. Worked against Leidenfrost. Back to Caden Spanier. Into the hands of Spencer Imholt. Guarded by Trout to Campbell. Quickly back out front. Spanier got the angle, and that allows him to pull up and score. He got off the corner against Schomer, and Caden Spanier drops it in. 25-18, Leidenfrost passed on a three. Now it's a three by Schomer straight through. 7 for Peter Schomer, the conference's top scorer. 10-point lead, 28-18, coming up on the two-minute mark. Imholt for Campbell, rotating it left side for Spanier. Spanier pick and roll with Campbell. Nice catch by Campbell. Kicks it out. Whistle, and we're going to get a foul called on the Pioneers, Jonah Prokop. That is number one on Jonah. Hopkins will come in for Jonah. In for the Bulldogs is Levi Bast for Spencer Imholt. 1:53 in the half. Pierce 28, Painesville 18. Off the inbounds, missing one underneath was Spanier. Rebound controlled by Zach Trout. Up ahead is Hopkins. He'll put the brakes on. Get Rushlow a look for three. That's long. Rebound, battle for, still battle for. Leidenfrost in the pack, can't handle it. Into the Painesville bench. 1:39 to go, 28-18, Pioneers. Their biggest lead has been 11 at 25-14. Hopkins with a steal on the sideline. Johnny's going to take it up and go right side. Missed it. Campbell snatches the board. Good effort, though, by Johnny. On the other end, Levi Bass looking for a Campbell screen. Pops an 18-footer just inside the three-point line. It rattles out of the cage. Hopkins tracks the rebound down in the corner to Trout. And back to Johnny. Midcourt now for Schomer, coming up on 1 minute to go. Schomer to Hopkins. Hopkins, kick out. Leidenfrost to Schomer out top. 55 to play off of Trout screen. Double baseline outside. Trout from 17. Now, no, he's good. He was behind the arc for three. That's 9 points for Zach Trout. 31-18, biggest lead of the night. Now Bast in for Campbell, turns, and that's off, and Trout with a rebound. 30 seconds left as Schomer to the free throw line. Leidenfrost for three. That's long, way off the mark. Uhlenkamp back for Widener, racing up court. Widener challenges with the left hand. No. Trout battles, tipped out, and it's Pierce ball off a hustle play by Trout again. Trout, who didn't play varsity action until about a week and a half ago. Our last week down in Eden Valley, he played his first game. He's been maybe the most impactful player of the game tonight. 31-18. There's a steal at midcourt. Turning and drawing a Schomer foul with a defensive play was Levi Bast. Schomer will get his second foul. Bast will shoot with 1.2 seconds.
Is second.
So Basque for two. He's got four. He had the first 4 points of the game for Painesville. Now he sinks that one. Painesville is perfect from the line. 5 for 5 in the half. 31-19. One more. It's up. It's good. Can Pierce get a shot? Rushlow from three-quarter court at the buzzer. It's wide right, and it's halftime. Good first half. The Pioneers, who have had trouble holding leads, take a double-digit lead to the locker room here tonight. Pierce 31, Painesville 20 at the break on You Are There Sports.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home, replace the battery every year, and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and You Are There Sports.
Munson Masonry LLC stands behind the Pierce Pioneers all the way. With 30 years of experience in dealing with home foundations, additions, and farm projects, Munson Masonry LLC, covering central Minnesota from Brainerd to Becker, providing free bids, quotes, and estimates, Munson Masonry prides itself in providing the highest quality and accuracy. To get started, contact Ronnie today at 320-248-0377. That's 320-248-0377. Munson Masonry LLC, proudly cheering on the Pierce Pioneers.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, I want to personally recommend Upsala Motors in Upsala. They made purchasing my new vehicle a great experience, and I know I'll be going back to them for service and repair. Upsala Motors Incorporated is a family-owned sales and service dealership since 1964. Their service department is equipped with the latest technology, and numerous repeat customers are a testament to the value they place on customer service. With a 90-day bumper-to-bumper warranty and a 365-day powertrain warranty on most vehicles, they don't just want your business today, they want you to come back in the future as well. Check them out online at UpsalaMotors.com. And when you look at their inventory on the lot or online and don't see what you're looking for, trust me, the staff at Upsala Motors will search far and wide to find the vehicle that's just right for you. Call Upsala Motors at 573-2576 to set up an appointment or to schedule a test drive. A staff dedicated to make sure you're satisfied. I know I am. That's Upsala Motors in Upsala.
Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine.
We're at halftime here at Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce with the Pioneers leading the visiting Painesville Bulldogs by 11, 31 to 20. Their biggest lead was 13 at 31-18. A pair of late free throws make it an 11-point game at the break. For the Bulldogs, they are being led by 6 points apiece from Brendan Uhlenkamp and Levi Bast, 4 for Jared Campbell, 2 each for Caden Spanier and Max Widener. Playing but not scoring with Spencer Imholt, Preston Carlson, Carter Wessel, and Mitchell Schlangen. Painesville a perfect 6 of 6 from the free throw line. 2 timeouts used by Jacob Heimerman. He's got 3 remaining. No serious foul trouble for Painesville. 2 on Brendan Uhlenkamp, their starting post player. Off the bench, Jared Campbell with 2. 1 on guard Max Widener. 1 on Preston Carlson. 1 on Carter Wessel. Pioneers are being led by sophomore Zach Trout, who has scored 9 points off the bench in the half. Jonah Prokot's got 7. So does Peter Schomer. 4 for Michael Leidenfrost. 2 for Johnny Hopkins, 2 for Preston Rushlow. So the Pioneers, just 1 of 6 from the free throw line, led by Trout with 9. You got Peter Schomer and Johnny Hopkins with 2 fouls apiece, 1 on Michael Leidenfrost, Jonah Prokot, and Preston Rushlow for the Pioneers. 1 timeout used by Coach Call. Joe's got 4 left in the second half. Piers by 11, looking not only for their first conference win, but for their first home win of the season. They lead by 11, 31-20 at halftime. We'll come back, tell you about the JV game and other action around the area tonight.
The Hennekin Insurance Agency makes you a promise, and that promise is to find the right coverage at the right price for you in Minnesota. They're an independent insurance agency located in Brainerd, Little Falls, and Pine River, representing more than 60 insurance companies. Their local teams can handle just about any type of insurance need, and they're capable of finding the best rates for you in central Minnesota. They've been serving central Minnesota for over 30 years and are active in their communities from Brainerd to Pine River and Little Falls and experience the same challenges that you do. So they understand your insurance needs. Look them up online at HennekinInsurance.com or give Chris, Matt, Eric, or Riney a call. That's Hennekin Insurance Agency saying go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline in Pierce. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Pierce can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from The Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at The Clothesline on Main Street in Pierce.
Hi, I'm Cadence Tice.
And I am Briar Rentz.
We are fifth graders at Holy Trinity School in Pierce.
Are you looking for a quality Catholic education for your children? Are you looking for a school that can provide small class sizes and high levels of academic growth? Are you looking for a school that can provide a solid faith and moral foundation for your children? Holy Trinity is that school.
The top 5 reasons parents choose Holy Trinity School are growth in faith, family values reinforced at school, small class size, teacher-child relationship, and challenging academic program. For more information on Holy Trinity Catholic School in Pierce, visit our website or Facebook page or call 468-6446.
We When you think landscaping, think Scotty's. Full-service landscaping. Options for unique edging with concrete curbing installation, shoreline repair, paver patios, retaining walls, plant design, seed and sod installation, plus much more. Scotty's also provides turf management, including fertilizing, spraying, compaction care, and more. Ask about year-round maintenance. Yes, for all your landscaping needs, one name to remember, Scotty's Landscapes. On the web at thinkscotties.com. That's thinkscotties.com.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
All right, halftime, both teams back out on the floor, warming up. It's Pierce 31, Painesville 20. It was Painesville winning the JV game tonight, 55-47. 13 for Nick Schall in that game. 12 for Ryan Stuckmeyer. 8 for Jared Prokot. Robert Schaefer had 6. 3 for Brent Schilling, 2 for Zach Trout. Pioneer wrestlers, after sweeping and winning the conference last night in Holdingford, beating Holdingford and Painesville, they were on the road again. They were down in ACGC tonight facing the Falcons and Annandale Maple Lake, and I'm getting word that the Pioneers won both of those tonight. Beating Annandale Maple Lake, a team that beat Pierce in Little Falls, by the 43-29 win tonight. And then in the nightcap, Pierce defeats ACGC 33-31. Start of the second half is next on You Were There Sports.
The new year is here, and now's the perfect time to stop in and treat yourself with that new Verizon phone you wanted. Hi, this is Sarah from Design Electronics Radio Shack. When you buy your Verizon device from us, we make sure to take care of you from start to finish. We evaluate your plan to make sure it's the best for you. We make sure you get the phone you want, and we even transfer your data from your old phone to your new one. If you're ready for a new phone this year, visit us at Design Electronics Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer on the east side of Little Falls.
Got that hungry feeling? Looking for a great place to stop before or after the game? Ben Patrick's in Pierce is the place for you. If you like chicken, you won't find any better anywhere. Call in and order food to go. Delicious daily lunch specials, home of the Pioneer Burger, wraps, wings, pizza, soups and salads, and more. Bologna days are on Thursdays. Golfers, softball players, youth teams, Patrick's can handle large groups or small gatherings. A big supporter of the Pierce Pioneers, it's Patrick's on Main Street in Pierce.
Welcome back. Both teams have missed field goals to start the second half as we're underway as Leidenfrost leans in and that rattles out. Tight hoops here early here in the second half. Pierce 31, Painesville 20. Open look, Imholt from 10. That comes up short. Leidenfrost underneath the basket. Here's Rushlow in front of his bench for three. Off. Rebound for Caden Spanier. We've played nearly a minute. Still 31-20, which was the halftime score. Widener into the paint. Stops and kicks to the left wing for Spanier. Pioneer wrestlers win 2 down in ACGC tonight over Annandale Maple Lake and the host ACGC Falcons. Poked away by Leidenfrost. Here comes Schomer, but the Bulldogs able to stop it with some good hustle back. Pioneers will slow it now and set up the half court. Leidenfrost for Prokot, a 3 in and out again, and Leidenfrost for the board. Michael out for Rushlow. Ball fake to pull up, 10-foot Tearfoot runner is good. Tearfoot.
Preston Rushlow.
Not sure what that is, but it counts. 4 for Preston. Used the ball fake a little up and under to get the defender off his feet, stepped inside him. And the soft touch, and Preston has the first points of the half, 4 in the game. Here's a 3 for Widener, that's off. And Leidenfrost again. Coach Call getting big production from his young players here. Leidenfrost and Trout tonight. Michael coming off a 13-point game. Preston will try that 3. That's off. Rebound inside for Brendan Uhlenkamp. Back the other way now comes Caden Spanier. 15:50 to go for Levi Bast. Top of the key works Widener as Zach Trout ready to check in. Taking a knee at the scorer's table. Uhlenkamp posting up. Doubled so he kicks out. Imholtz 3 is short. And a foul called on Uhlenkamp on a push as he was boxed out. That is 3 on Uhlenkamp. First team foul of the half. Oh, they only got 2 on him. That's right. That's my mistake. Hopkins will come out as Trout returns. Piers by 13. Prokot, ball fake. Baseline, runner in. Prokot, left corner, right to the rack. 9 for Jonah. And the Pioneers have their biggest lead of the ball game, 35-20. 15-point advantage now as Mitchell Schlongen in the ball game. Set the screen on Schomer. Here's Spanier into the lane from 10. Got it. Nice move, Caden Spanier.
Caden Spanier.
Credit Schlongen for a solid screen to free his teammate up. 15 minutes to go, 35-22. Rushlow into the high post. Trout mishandled it, and it's picked off by Levi Bast. 1-on-2. Bast will step around Schomer and score. 8 for Levi Bast. Back to an 11-point game, 35-24. It was an 11-point margin at half, and now we're back to that mark. Prokot whistle, and we got a timeout for Piers. With a 14:36 on the clock. We'll see if this is a long or short timeout. It's a full timeout, Joe indicates to the referee. So with 14:36, we'll step aside with the Pioneers up by 11 on their home court. 35-24 from the MAC.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Piers, and they've been recognized throughout Central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League.
Let me tell you who we are.
Pioneer Pride runs deep in our schools, in our homes, and throughout our community.
I value my family and friends. These relationships are important to me.
My parents are always there for me. We talk, and it really helps me get through those challenging times.
I love sports, whether it's from the cheering section, on the bench, or as a starting player.
With focus, determination, and teamwork, we earned the 2015 State Football Championship title.
Local businesses are so supportive of our student clubs, sports, and performing arts.
The Pierce community is very big-hearted.
We are proud to be Pioneers.
Funded by ONDCP.
14:36 to play in the ball game. Piers 35, Painesville 24. Both coaches down to 3 timeouts left as the Pioneers inbounds it in the backcourt. Schomer, Rushlow, Prokot, Trout, and Leidenfrost tonight. Into the low post, doubled is Rushlow. Good kick out, gets a Prokot 3 up and in. No. Halfway down and out, rebounded by Uhlenkamp. Boy, we've seen a lot of balls come popping out of the cylinder tonight. Levi Bass, left side over there. Free throw line extended, right side now to Caden Spanier. Another solid screen by Uhlenkamp as he peels to the basket, doesn't get the pass. Now Widener, left elbow jumper from 15, rolls off, rebound Schomer. Schomer races ahead. Peter still going into the lane, still going, and a foul is called. Schomer rebounding on one end and goes right to the rim on the other end. And the Painesville foul is coming on Levi Bast, his first second team foul.
His first.
13:56 to go. They lob to Rushlow. He has the only one play, and that's Tippett, as it was well defended by Painesville, and then a held ball. And Jonah Prokop comes out of there flexing his left hand as if it got pinched or twisted. He's going to come to the bench now as Hopkins will check in. It's that index. I'm not sure if that's the same index finger that he split open in Kimball when he made his debut last year or not. Remember that when Jonah came in as an eighth grader and inbounds ball hit him right on the tip of his finger and split his finger. He was done until the playoffs against Cathedral then. Campbell, left block, kick out, Bass into the lane, over Rushlow, no. Rebound to the corner, tracked down by Zach Trout. 13:35 to play in Piers. They're up by 11 on their home court. Schomer fouled as he drove baseline. And the Painesville foul will go on Levi Bast. His second, team's third. Schomer to throw it in. Looking, lobbing it into Hopkins, who bounces it back to the corner where Schomer is stationed. Back out Preston from deep, 22 feet away, and he nailed it. Rushlow, well behind the arc. Seven now for Preston, and it's 38-24. Out to the top works Jared Campbell. Here's a look for Spanier for three. That doesn't go. Rebound cradled away by Hopkins. Back the other way. Rushlow transition. Back out Leidenfrost. Into the lane. Looking to fire it inside for Trout. Kicked out by Widener. Coach Heimerman will bring Preston Carlson back in. You look out there at this Painesville lineup right now. Number 50, Jared Campbell. You know, Kelsey Stuckmeyer was the Piers Region 5 girls representative from Piers. As Schomer's three is up and long. Rebound by Schlangen. But Campbell was the boys representative from Painesville. Very interesting young man. His speech was really a pleasure to listen to him give his talk. He's got the ball down low now. Kicks it out to Carlson. Carlson back out top. Weidenfrost knocks it loose. Good hustle. Michael's going to take it up and score and be fouled. Michael Leidenfrost never gave up on the play. As Mitchell Schlangen will commit the foul. His first. And Leidenfrost will have a chance for an and one. That's six now for Michael. And the biggest lead of the game is at 40-24. Good three-point play. Pioneers by 17. But Campbell talked about, among his many interests, rocket building, and he's working on a 24-page piano concerto. Drive, and Leidner will go to the foul line as good drive by Max Widener results in a Trout foul.
55, Zach Trout. His first
on Zach. First team fouling at the line is Widener. 2 points tonight on two free throws. That one is short. Pierce 41, Painesville 24, 12:23 to go. We've got a number 22 in the lineup. I don't have a 22. Maybe I can get some help. Who's 22 for you guys? Free throw's good. Corbin Frolic is in the ballgame. Corbin Frolic, number 22. First action. 41-25, Prokot into the lane, finds Hopkins on the right side, drives, left hand, no, rebound, Prokot underneath. Second chance, 15-foot pull-up for Jonah is no good. Trout has the ball knocked out of his hands by Carlson. It'll stay with the Pioneers. Here's Rushlow checking back in. Rushlow for Schomer. So the Pioneer personnel on the court right now are Rushlow and Hopkins, Leidenfrost, Prokot, and Trout. Two freshmen, a sophomore, two seniors. Prokot takes the inbounds on a bounce. Finds Hopkins curling to the basket, puts it up, and it's off. Rebound tipped by Rushlow, but controlled by Schlangen for the Bulldogs. 11:40 left. Widener leans in and charging call on Widener as he barrels over Leidenfrost.
Offensive foul called at number 21, Max
Widener with his second as Leidenfrost kept his feet planted and takes the charge. Fifth Painesville team foul. 11:38 to play. Piers leading 41-26. Rushlow back to the point. Run now by Leidenfrost with Schomer on the bench. Michael, the freshman, to the left corner for Rushlow. Back to Zach Trout. Three-pointer well short. It's going to go out of bounds. 11:19 remaining in the ball game. Piers by 16, trying to win in the conference and on their home floor for the first time this season. Front court comes Preston Carlson. They lost by two in Painesville, 66-64, back on January 2nd. Here's Froelich. Inside, lost it. Trout picked up a loose ball rolling through the lane. Hands it off to Leidenfrost. 11 minutes to play. Zach Trout for Hopkins in the corner. Johnny skips it across for Rushlow on the left wing. Zone defense here by Painesville. 2-3 with Campbell down low. In the middle. Leidenfrost waves Rushlow over. Schomer reports to the scorer's table. Prokot gets it deep, and they're going to get a held ball. Possession arrow to the Pioneers now as Schomer will come in, as will Spanier for the Bulldogs. Widener is coming out, and who will sit? It'll be Hopkins returning to the bench. 10:42 left. Piers 41. Painesville 25. Rushlow takes it, returns it to Schomer, who is quickly fouled by Preston Carlson. His second. Team foul six. And it'll be inbounds, or it'll be free throws the rest of the night as the Pioneers are now put into the bonus after this. Schomer. Here's Trout off Prokot's feed for two. And Zach Trout in double figures with 11 points tonight. It all started with Prokot faking a handoff on a return to Schomer, wheeling and going baseline, drawing an extra defender to him, leaving Trout unattended. Pull up. Spanier, no. Rebound. Out of bounds. Touch last by the Pioneer Zach Trout. Both these teams played last night. We'll tell you about that. Jacob Heimerman wants his third timeout, a full timeout coming. 10:14 to play. Piers by 18, 43-25.
The Brickyard on Main Street in Piers says, Go Pioneers! And when you're on the go and need to find a great place to dine, then the Brickyard is the perfect place. The Brickyard features a full menu with a wide assortment of delicious food, sure to satisfy anyone's hunger. And the Brickyard also has outstanding daily food specials. Tuesdays is Taco Tuesday, Wednesday's pizza night, Thursday it's wings, and Friday is roasted chicken and baby back pork ribs. The Brickyard on Main Street in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
Excellent automotive work at great prices? Call Jason Lashinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper-to-bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Both teams played last night. Piers losing 71-66 here to Foley, while Painesville picked up their fifth win. A home win over the winless Benson Braves by 10, 57-47. Tonight, it's been all Piers. The game was once tied 14 apiece. Then Piers went on an 11-0 run, and they've just held that margin pretty much since. Now up to its largest point, 43-25. Off the inbound, Spanier works his way out to the corner. Schomer cuts off the drive. Down to Uhlenkamp, muscles up and in.
Eight points
for Brendan Uhlenkamp. 10 minutes to play, 43-27. Schomer trapped out front, finds Prokot into the lane for Trout, one-on-one with Campbell. Right hand is up, and it's in, and Zach Trout has 13 points tonight. Both these teams' next game is Thursday night. Painesville will head to Kimball. Piers heads to Holdingford. Here's a floater in the lane. Up, no, rebound off of Spanier miss to Jonah Prokot. Ahead to Schomer. Schomer back for Jonah. Three-pointer left side. No, rebound for Uhlenkamp. 9:30 9:15 to play in the ball game. Here's Levi Bast. Leaves it out front for Frelick. Back out for Bast. Into the low blocks. Campbell rotates it. First Caden Spanier. Left wing in front of the Pioneers students. Baseline runner. No. Rebound. Campbell left hand. No. Rebound. Rushlow. Off to Schomer. Lead pass ahead. Here's Leidenfrost ahead of the pack. Hammered as he goes up. Michael will shoot two. Oh, and Brandon Uhlenkamp better be careful. He's talking to Dave Zebzalka, the official who made the foul call. And we're going to have a technical. Or at least, oh, he put the whistle in his mouth and then took it out. That's as close as you can come to getting teed up. Frelick will get the foul. Leidenfrost short on the free throw. Michael's got 7 points tonight. Mr. Zebzalka brought the whistle to his mouth and then took it out.
Number 11, Grady Fuchs.
Here's Grady Fuchs into the lineup for the first time now. Leidenfrost converts the second. So that's 8 points now. One of two for Michael Leidenfrost that trip. 19-point lead, 46-27. Here's a foul on the offensive end for the Bulldogs. This will go on Michael as Bast is going to go to the line. Michael picks up his second. Only the second Pioneer foul. It will bring Johnny Hopkins into the lineup after this first free throw. Bast, free throw is short. After a 6-for-6 first half from the line, Painesville is now 1-for-3 this half. One more for Bast. Hopkins out, Leidenfrost, or I should say Hopkins in, Leidenfrost out. Oh, and Russell got bowled over by Uhlenkamp. They will count the free throw for Bast, and then a technical on Uhlenkamp. He's out of the ball game. So the personal foul and then the technical, he's out. Technical counts as a personal. No, that's only four. Okay, 3 and 4 there.
A foul and then a technical foul called on number.
So that goes as two fouls on Uhlenkamp, giving him four.
Personal.
Schomer will shoot free throws. And then Piers will get possession. And that's a little. So the free throw by Levi Bast counts. And then Rushlow now will shoot the free throw on the bonus. Good. So there's going to be four free throws shot here. Preston will shoot, and then I believe Schomer will shoot. And Preston missed that one. Now the technicals. Schomer will step to the line for the technicals. Those were the free throws off the foul on the pushing call underneath the hoop on the free throw attempt. These are the technical fouls for Schomer. Good. 8 for Peter. 20-point lead, 48-28 with 8:43 to play. Now the second. Good. And Piers gets the ball. This could be a 6-point possession here for Piers. Russell will inbounds to Schomer. 8:40 to play, 49-28 Piers. Now Russell's got it. Back out to Schomer. Peter starts his dribble, got a Trout screen to the free throw line. Back out, Preston eyes up a three. It is around and off. Hopkins battles for the board. Left hand, no. Loose underneath, Hopkins again, no. Rebound, saved in by Campbell. Prokot saves it in there to Trout. Good hustle. Now Rushlow. Back out to Peter Schomer. 8:10 to play. Piers 49, Painesville 28. Schomer deep on the baseline, throws it inside to Hopkins. Wraps it for Rushlow. Rushlow back out front for Trout. Recycling it now to Peter Schomer. 0 against 0. Schomer against Levi Bast. 18-footer, Prokot, air ball, rebound for Fuchs. Back the other way, Levi Bast, left wing penetration, pull up. No, rebound, Prokot. off for Schomer as Leidenfrost prepares to return. Here's Rushlow into the lane for Trout, filling the lane. Lost the dribble, got it back. 7.5 minutes to play. Back to Jonah Prokot, left side. Rushlow works out front. Hand off to Johnny Hopkins as the Pioneers take it down the lane. Hopkins retreats back to Rushlow. 7:15 and counting. Rushlow backs off near the logo. Now takes it down the left side of the lane. Stopped his dribble, and Schomer races over to take a pass. Peter out front. Hand off to Hopkins. 7 minutes to go. Johnny works his dribble out to the point. Left side again for Rushlow. Inside ball. Tried to get it into Prokot. It was kicked by Caden Spanier. That'll stop play, and we'll get substitutes in now as Leidenfrost will come in. Here's Spencer Imholt in, as well as Schlangen coming in. Fuchs and Uhlenkamp leave. Piers by 21 with 6:50 to play in the ball game. Hopkins, double dribble or travel. Yep, traveling call. Dribble got away from Johnny that time. And Painesville will take over in front of the Piers bench. Good luck to the Piers Pizzazz dance team tomorrow. They dance at their section meet in Wadena starting at noon tomorrow. There's a loose ball in the lane. Trying to corral it was Hopkins. He did deflect it over to Rushlow, and the Pioneers get another turnover. Under 6.5 to play. The robotics team is at the state tournament. That's in St. Cloud today. Today and tomorrow at the River's Edge. Good luck to them. Here now is Rushlow on the left side, well out on the floor. Pioneers more than content to work a little clock. Trout had it knocked loose by Bast. Regains it, flips back to Leidenfrost. Leidenfrost, handoff to Prokot. 6 minutes to go. 49-28. Prokot lost his defender, puts it up, off. Rebound, out of bounds, touched last, by, I believe, by the Pioneers' Hopkins. Yes, referee points in Painesville's direction, and now Schomer will come in. It has been a short bench tonight for Joe Call. Only one bench player has been in. Six players have played. Hopkins has rotated in. Zach Trout has come in. So seven. Here's a lean in and Schlangen off. But Campbell, good battle underneath with Trout. And the arrow goes to Painesville. No, I'm sorry. Johnny started, so it has been only six players in. Into Levi Bast. Pulls up over Leidenfrost. Bank. No. Rebound. Rushlow, and he is fouled, and Preston will go down, and this is double bonus for Preston Rushlow coming up on the other end. Campbell on the foul. His third.
Jared Campbell. His third.
It comes with 5:35 to play, and Coach Heimerman will use his fourth timeout. A short one. It's Piers 49, Painesville 28, a break in the action at the MAC on You Are There Sports.
Unity Bank is banking built around you. Their UConnect checking is a new bank account to keep you connected and lets you earn cash back when you use your debit card. No minimum balance required, and earn 5 cents per point of sale transaction up to $5 a month. Online banking, e-statements, and debit card required. Stop in and ask how you can easily sign up and start earning cash back. Unity Bank, local, reliable, strong, member FDIC. Go Pioneers.
Piers Freedom Fest is back in 2018 for their 6th annual music festival, headlined by Montgomery Gentry. Also featuring the Fabulous Armadillos, Confederate Railroad, and platinum-selling group Lone Star. Piers Freedom Fest is Saturday, July 14th at the Janola Ball Fields. General admission tickets are on sale now for just $40. And a limited number of VIP tickets are available for just $125. For more ticket and concert information, head to piersfreedomfest.com.
Preston Rushlow sinks the first free throw, now the second coming up. 50-28 Pioneers, and Preston nets that one as well. 10 points now for Rushlow, and the Pioneers lead by 23, 51-28. Here's a drive baseline by Imholt. inside for Schlangen. Nice touch. Mitchell Schlangen. First point of the night for Mitchell Schlangen off a nice feed. And a whistle and a shove off on a little elbow by Schomer. That'll be three on Peter, trying to create some space.
Number 24, Jonah Prokot.
Nope, they gave Prokot the foul. So Jonah gets his second. Third team foul, so long way to go before the Bulldogs get into the bonus, if they ever do at this point now. 5 minutes to go, plus change. Schlangen posting up on Trout, leans in, and we get another foul coming. And this will be a shooting foul for Mitchell Schlangen. And this is Leidenfrost.
Number two, Michael Leidenfrost. His third.
Third on Michael. Schlangen, 2 points tonight. And that free throw is off. No good. Missed wide to the right off the iron. One more. 5:06 to play. 51-30, Pioneers. That one is straight through. 3 points now for Mitchell Schlangen. So the wrestlers win twice tonight. The dance team and robotics team are in action tomorrow. The girls' basketball team is here Monday against Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. And we've got 5 minutes left in the boys' game to wrap up this week, and the Pioneers turn it over. Schomer and Prokot miscommunicate on a pass, and Coach Call will use a timeout with 4:58 to go. Pierce 51, Painesville 31.
Phelan Meats and Pierce says, good luck, Pioneers. Phelan Meats is a full-service wild game processor with whole animal processing, sausage making, seasoning, and supplies with the highest quality and affordable service. A truly full-service meat market. See their flyer at phelan-meats.com for weekly specials and stop in on Main Street in Pierce to view their wide range of high-quality products and hard-to-find items and find out about processing, party planning, and why not pick up a gift certificate or two. Open Monday through Saturday. Give them a call at 468-6666 or visit them on Facebook. Phelan Meets a Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, Painesville brings it up court. Down to 4:52 to play. Down by 20, so they'll have to hurry their offense now. There's a three from the corner off. Rebound put back, though, up and in. Spencer Imholt. First point of the night for the 6-foot senior forward, Spencer Imholt. 4:35 to go, an 18-point lead for Pierce, 51-33. Schomer dribbles, lost it, picked up by Freilich. Freilich races ahead. Schomer comes from behind and steals it right back. So Peter giveth and Peter taketh away. That's robbing Peter to pay Paul. Any other biblical references will have to wait as a foul is called. And that is on Preston Carlson, his third, and it'll be Schomer shooting.
His third.
Peter tonight, 2-for-2. Peter, one of the best in the conference at shooting free throws, 77%. Around, around, and in. That's 10 points now. Peter also leads the conference in scoring at 16.5 points a game. He's gone over the 300-point mark this season. Around and in again. 4-for-4, 11 points. Pierce 53, Painesville 33, 4:15 to play. Freilich, left corner Imholt, into the low post. Looking for room to operate is Carlson. Back out to Spanier, into the block Schlangen. Kick out Freilich, will get a three off, and it's no good. Hit the rim, went up, and hit the backboard support to create a dead ball situation. And the ball over to the Pioneers. Don't forget, meat raffle after the ball game up at Patrick's to support the senior trip to Washington, D.C. and New York. So if you still don't have your Super Bowl plans for snacks, maybe win some meat at Patrick's. There's a free throw line jumper by Schomer, short. Rebound inside for Schlangen. Schlangen will feed it off now to Preston Carlson. Hand off to Freilich, guarded by Rushlow. To Spanier at the point. 3.5 minutes left. Drive by Imholt. No. Rebound. Good work by Freilich inside in traffic. Back out front to Carlson. He leans in on Leidenfrost and draws a foul. Good attack of the rim by Preston Carlson. Foul on Preston Rushlow, his second.
Foul's called on number 21, Preston Rushlow.
Five team fouls on Pierce, and we'll have Carlson shooting a pair. Hasn't scored tonight. And that one is no good. Wide right, into the lineup, Widener and Fuchs. I think they were both quarterbacks this fall, weren't they? Widener the starter, Fuchs was his backup, I believe. Preston Carlson at the line. Good. One of two. His first point. Pierce 53, Painesville 34, 3:20 left. Here's Schomer taking it into the front court. Cut off. Got it to Trout. Back to Schomer. Schomer now starts his dribble. Hand off to Rushlow. Right side. One dribble. Lob inside. Nobody home. Goes right to Frelick. Corbin Frelick. Front court. Right side for Carlson. Long three. Short. Rebound Schomer. Pioneers have numbers ahead to Prokot. Prokot waits for a defender to fly by, then missed a layup. Widener races the other one. Two on one with Corbin Frelick. Left hand short. Trout in for the rebound. 2:40 to play. Trout. And we're going to get a timeout as Trout was trapped on the baseline. And Coach Joe Call will use his fourth timeout with 2:38 to play. And a 53-34 Pioneer lead on You Were There Sports.
Hi, this is Mitch from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Pierce. We have been designing and creating quality custom garments for 11 years. We have combined our knowledge of the industry with friendly service and an eye for detail. We are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. Becker Screen Printing and Design has a wide variety of clothing options and many different brands. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for business events and other athletic organizations. My wife and I are active members of our community and are face-to-face with our clientele, which helps us serve you and our entire area better. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street, Pierce.
Maybe you're just beginning your journey into the world of home ownership, or perhaps you're at the stage in life where the kids have grown and gone and you're looking to downsize. Or maybe you're in need of a home remodeling project. Then Robert J. Funk Construction should be your first call. From the initial planning stages until the final nail is driven, you can be confident that Robert J. Funk Construction will be right there with you all the way. To get started, give them a call. Robert J. Funk Construction at 320-224-9761. That's 320-224-9761. Robert J. Funk Construction, a Pioneer sports booster.
All right, returning to live action here. Pioneers out of the timeout, have the ball front court in the hands of Peter Schomer. Scoops it off from Michael Leidenfrost. Pierce leading 53-34 at home against Painesville. Off to Rushlow near midcourt against Widener. Right to the basket. Missed it. Rebound Widener. Widener pushes it ahead. 2:10 left. Into the low block and through the hands and out of bounds. Touched last by Mitchell Schlangen of the Bulldogs. And now Zach Ossendorf will come in for Widener.
Zach Ossendorf.
Schomer, Rushlow, Leidenfrost, Prokot, and Trout for the Pioneers. With 2 minutes left to play in the ballgame. Now it's Michael Leidenfrost against Corbin Frelick. Hands it off to Rushlow, front court near the volleyball attack line. Over to take a handoff is Jonah Prokot, who in turn feeds to Schomer, to Leidenfrost, back to Prokot. Time coming off the clock, 1:38 to play. Rushlow to Schomer. Schomer got the lane, throws it inside. Good catch by Prokot. Up no, rebound Ossendorf. And then stolen on the outlet pass as Schomer stepped into the passing lane. Rushlow wisely doesn't take a three. Prokot will put up a three, miss it, and Ossendorf with the rebound. And now Coach Call ready to bring in five fresh sets of legs. Fuchs into the corner for Corbin Frelick. Poked away out of bounds. Touched last by Preston Rushlow. And we will get Jesse Marshick, Ben Harold, Nick Shaw, Alex Wilson, and Johnny Hopkins in. Five new players in, except Johnny has played. All the other four seen their first minutes. 1:08 to go. Fuchs into the lane, back out to Preston Carlson, to Schlangen posting up on Harold. Drive and a leaner scooped up by Carlson. No. Ozendorf on the follow rebound for Schlongen across the lane for two. 5 points tonight for Mitchell Schlongen. 45 seconds away as Alex Wilson gets a shawl screen into the front court. Now a bounce pass out to Nick to Hopkins. Johnny dribbles left side, guarded by Fuchs. 32 seconds left. Hopkins still dribbling out front. Now it's Wilson rotating around. To Wilson, left, right wing for Ben Harold. By the way, Ben's interview on HLN Network will come up next Wednesday at 2:45. His interview with Super Bowl MVP Hines Ward down at Nicollet Mall. That happened yesterday. 4-3-2-1, and there it is. Win number one in the conference, win number one in the home court. Pioneers win it, 53-36 over Painesville. The postgame begins now on You Are There Sports.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-420-2742 or 320-420-7472. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck. Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on-site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers. The Red Rooster in Genola is a local restaurant that offers big specials and flavors with a great breakfast, lunch, and dinner menu. Bologna Day is Wednesday starting at 11 a.m. Freshly made bologna from Thielen's Meat Market. And it's served with homemade buttered bread, brown beans, and horseradish. On Thursdays, it's bingo with progressive jackpots starting at 6 p.m. Live music on Friday and Saturday nights and meat raffles Saturday starting at 2 p.m. The Red Rooster in Genola, with food and events for all ages, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Are you in the building or remodeling mood but don't really know where to begin? Jason Gruber Construction specializes in new homes, siding, remodeling, and cabinets, kitchens, and countertops. Jason Gruber Construction has been in business for over 20 years. Contact Jason at 320-630-2849 or shoot him an email at jasongruber@yahoo.com. That's Jason Gruber Construction, proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
For excellent automotive work at great prices, call Jason Leshinsky at Lashes Auto Repair today. Bumper to bumper work plus suspension lift kits are his specialty. Give Lashes Auto Repair a call or check them out online at NapaAutoCare.com.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Jacob Kipley. We'd like to take this time to thank all our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in a high school and because of the support of our community and businesses. The quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to our Excel winners, Caitlin Becker and Jake Andrews. As winter sports season are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers!
Final score from the MAC tonight. Pioneers prevail over the Bulldogs. 53-36 is the final. For the Bulldogs, they are led tonight by Levi Bass, 9 points. Brendan Uhlenkamp has 8. 5 for Mitchell Schlangen. 4 for Caden Spanier and Jared Campbell. 3 for Max Widener. 2 for Spencer Imholt. 1 for Preston Carlson. Painesville 10 of 14 from the free throw line. They're now 5 and 13 overall, 1 and 7 in the conference. They'll be at Kimball on Thursday. Their next ball game is the two teams split their season series in the conference. Pierce lost by 2 on the road. They win by 17 at home tonight. It's the first conference and first home win for the boys, as they are now 1 and 7 in the conference, 4 and 15 overall. Their next game is on the road as well, next Thursday night at Holdingford. Pioneers get 13 from Zach Trout, a career high for the sophomore, 11 for Peter Schomer, 10 for Preston Rushlow, 9 for Jonah Prokot, Michael Leidenfrost with 8, 2 for Johnny Hopkins. Pierce 10 of 17 from the line. We'll come back, visit with Coach Call about tonight's win after this.
Let me tell you who we are.
What do healthy choices look like at Pierce Healy High?
Being part of a team and playing a sport for the name on the front of the jersey.
Giving back to others, volunteering to help when it's needed.
Earning respect through hard work and honesty.
Being in a school that believes we are pioneers, we are one.
Expressing my creative side through music, art, and theater.
Using my voice in a positive way to make a difference.
Support teams making healthy choices. Pioneers!
Funded by ONDCP.
Premium Concrete LLC with owners Chris Young and Matt Seppelt are a full-service concrete company located in Pierce, and they've been recognized throughout central Minnesota for premium service and quality work. To find out more about the services they provide, see their website at premiumconcretemn.com or give them a call at the office, 468-0309. That's 468-0309. Premium Concrete LLC says, good luck, Pioneers, and go Victory League!
All right, Pioneers win tonight, 53-36. They defeat the visiting Painesville Bulldogs. The head coach of the Pioneers, Joe Call, joins me here. And, Coach, tell me, how was this visit in the locker room postgame different than all the others? First home win, had to be a lot more smiles in that locker room.
Yeah, it always feels good. Just to be on the other side of the scoreboard, like I told the boys, we'll take a win any way we can get it. After last year with 3 wins and now we're at 4, I mean, it feels good getting the wins. But still a lot of things we need to work on, but I'm happy for the kids to get a W. It feels good.
Even though the Pioneers established a solid lead up by 11 at halftime, we've seen a number of times double-digit leads. You couldn't have felt comfortable for a real long time in that second half.
No doubt. And that's why I called a couple timeouts when I did, because I've seen it happen before. All of a sudden it starts snowballing, and it kind of showed there a little bit at the end. We had some turnovers and not so good passes, but that's why I call that timeout, to let them know, yeah, we do have a close to 20-point lead, but we got to prepare to beat better teams. And in these situations, we got to make sure we take care of the basketball. But credit to the boys, we came out, we played a full game.
Zach Trout tonight.
He's a workhorse. He's a big boy inside too. With him defending the post, I mean, yeah, he put up points, but defending the post tonight, to be honest with you, any one of our other guys defending that post, they back every one of us down and get easy layups, where Trout held his ground. There were some good battles going on down low, and he's a workhorse. And for being his first year, coming out for basketball. I'm really proud with the strides that he has made. You know, if you would have seen him shooting the ball the first day of practice, you'd be thinking, holy buckets. But to make his way up to the to varsity and put, you know, great minutes in tonight, and essentially he kind of helped us win the ball game because we hit our average of 53. That's what we've been doing basically all year, right around that 53 mark. But we didn't allow very many points down low in the post when he was guarding them. So credit to him on the defensive side of things too.
Yeah, just 36 points allowed tonight to the Painesville Bulldogs. If I could pick out one play that kind of typified, you know, microcosm tonight's game was Painesville had the ball on offense, kind of a tip ball off one of their players' hands at midcourt, and their guy kind of jogged after the ball, and Michael raced after it, got it, took it in for a layup, was fouled, made the free throw, and just that type of hustle play tonight.
You bet, and I'm fortunate enough I get to watch him, you know, showcase that type of hustle and effort every night, and for him not only to be a freshman, it's gonna be fun watching him down the stretch. And we talked about that in one of our timeouts. You know, good teams, you know, I mean, average teams, they're gonna get that steal and they're gonna go and get fouled and they're not gonna get a shot. You know, they might get a shot off. You know, good teams, they're gonna, you know, get a shot off and just about go in, but great teams get that and one, you know, get right. That 3-point play instead finish. Of a shot off or rim in and out. So I'm glad he kind of took that to heart and went up there and finished strong while getting fouled.
You know, for a freshman, he plays a very physical style. I mean, he is not overmatched physically by many guys out there out on the floor.
You bet. And if you ask anyone, the kid hates to lose. He hates coming out of the game. He hates taking breaks. You know, it's that type of personality that you want out of everyone on your team. And, you know, he's doing a great job stepping in for us this year.
Nice way to go into the weekend. Get some practice time now in the gym. That's always valuable at this time of the year to get ready for Holding Fort on Thursday.
You bet. Our goal is to go into the weekend having a good weekend. I think it's going to be a good weekend.
Who do you got Sunday?
I'm gonna go with the Pats. I want the Pats to win after the Eagles beating us. I'm going with the Pats.
All right, I agree. Joe Call, congratulations. First home win, first conference win. See you Thursday. Joe Call, as the Pioneers defeat Painesville tonight, 53-36. We'll give our final thoughts from the MAC after this.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance. And no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328. Dr. Herb Jutton from Rich Prairie Chiropractic Center has been in practice for 30 years, treating sports and non-sports injuries alike. His goal is to help your body heal itself without relying on drugs or surgery. Chiropractic care can help you regain full range of motion, improve physical performance, and reduce the likelihood of future injuries and health issues. Pain is a warning signal. Don't ignore it. If you or someone you love is suffering, there is hope. Call today to see if you are a chiropractic candidate. 320-468-2221. When my spine is in line, I feel fine. Hello, all you local farmers. If your grain is becoming a pain lately, don't be scared to call the doctor. That is, DR Trucking of Pierce, doing all types of grain hauling to local co-ops and elevators, and also to the Twin Cities and Mankato. DR Trucking has very reasonable rates and on-time delivery. So don't be scared. Remember to call DR Trucking for all your hauling needs. 320-630-6340. DR Trucking. Dan Rushlow, owner, supporting the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce is a proud supporter of the Pierce Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, fill material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Pierce, supporting the Pierce Pioneers.
All right, we're back. Wrapping things up here as the Pioneers win at home 53-36 over Painesville, paced by Zach Trout's 13, 11 for Peter Schomer, 10 for Preston Rushlow, 9 for Jonah Prokot, Michael Leidenfrost with 8 and 2 for Johnny Hopkins as they spread the scoring around. Couple of other scores before we leave you here tonight. Maple Lake's winning streak is over. The Irish lose tonight by 2 at the buzzer in Kimball, 41-39. Also at the buzzer, Howard Lake Waverly Winstead loses to Holdingford, 48-46. So those two really close games. Maple Lake goes down to Kimball by 2, and Holdingford drops Howard Lake Waverly Winstead by 2, 48-46. Tomorrow, the Pierce Pizzazz dance team in action at Wadena. That is the Section 4A meet. Good luck to the Pizzazz. Starts at noon. Doors open at 10:45 tomorrow to the public. Robotics team is in action as well. That's at the River's Edge in St. Cloud. Good luck to the Pioneers. Well, let's say good luck to the Sauk Rapids Storm robotics team as well. Go Devin Leeser. We'll see you next action here. Broadcast will be Monday. We'll have girls hoops. Howard Lake Waverly Winstead in town to face the Pioneers here 7:15 for the tip-off right here for the MAC. Again, your final score, Piers 53, Painesville 36. I'm Rick Grammon saying have yourself a great weekend.